What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson.
They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
James did a fire tweet.
What is a fire tweet?
James's new top pinned tweet is regarding M&S, which is a supermarket in the UK, who have brought out a sandwich called the LGBT sandwich. And it's what? Lettuce, guacamole, bacon and tomato.
Yeah. Should we explain a lot of what we're talking about to the US audience? Like, do they know what a sandwich is?
Are you thick?
Do they have sandwiches? I just didn't think they had sandwich culture.
Are you thick? This is a guy who goes to New York all the time.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever eaten a sandwich there. Okay, cool. So, sorry, ignore me. Please delete all of that. That's really embarrassing. I don't want my future American husband to hear that.
Welcome to A Gay and a Non-Gay.
There's not long until our live show at the Underbelly in South Bank. We're super excited about this. It's on Saturday, the 8th of June at 5 p.m. And there's a lot of seats to fill.
Tickets are just £14, including all booking fee. And it starts at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we're lining up special guests as well. I'm speaking to a few exciting comedians. Who are you talking to?
Your mum. Tickets are tickets are available now at gayandungay.com/live.
And we've also announced our first ever UK and Ireland tour. We're hitting Dublin on the 23rd of June and Belfast on the 24th of June. Plus, we're going to the Edinburgh Fringe 2019. There's tickets and info at gaynongay.com/live.
And there's more dates coming soon. Way. James's tweet.
I tweeted saying, "Hi, Mum and Dad, I've got something to tell you. I'm guacamole."
Yeah.
And yeah, since then, I've been invited to be on radio and television interviews discussing a fucking sandwich. What do I think about it? I think it's hilarious. They've donated £10,000 to the Albert Kennedy Trust, which is a youth homelessness charity working with LGBT people, which is amazing. They're also donating £1,000 to an LGBT charity in the Republic of Ireland.
£1,000.
£1,000 to the Republic of Ireland. So
you know that's like...
absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
But I was just getting to that. So that is good, but also not good enough. They should be giving all proceeds of that sandwich to the AKT, which again, probably wouldn't amount to much because it's a sandwich. Although in London, how much is a sandwich? £4 ago? I do think they should do more. And I think hopefully now, after this backlash, they potentially will. But it's still pretty cool. I mean, we've talked about this before, haven't we? Corporates owning pride and trying to get involved so they can sell stuff.
Yeah.
And how potentially wrong that is. And I'm still on the fence about it. I think it is still better that companies are embracing pride and the values of pride. For example, if I'm like a straight homophobic person and I'm in, for example, I don't know, like somewhere not as liberal, and I go and pick up a sandwich in M&S and there's an LGBT sandwich, that's going to make me think, isn't it? And it's also putting LGBT homelessness front and center. Across the UK.
It's not, though, is it? It's not.
Well, it says it on the side of the sandwich box. It says they donated money to AKT.
We're giving, like, a penny to charity.
£10,000 to the AKT. I'd be happier if it said somewhere on the box what LGBT meant, which it currently doesn't.
Yeah.
It probably should say lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and then underneath that say lettuce, guacamole, bacon, tomato. It's just ridiculous. I'm not guacamole. The other upsetting thing is that I don't like lettuce, so I'd actually have to remove the lesbians from my sandwich to be able to eat it, which is lesbian erasure.
Yeah.
And some people don't like tomatoes, so then you kick the trans out as well.
I have to
say... and you could just be left with bacon.
I have to say, it's not the most universal of sandwich fillings. For a start, it's got meat in it, so anybody who doesn't eat meat isn't going to buy it.
Right.
But I guess it has to have beef because what else are you going to put in it if it's
well, it's just
to...
a BLT, isn't it? Bacon, lettuce, tomato. That's like a normal sandwich.
Yeah, but with a G in it.
With the guacamole in it.
Yeah, which you don't normally get in a...
in a BLT.
A BLT, do you?
No. So I don't think they've done it because they want to sell sandwiches, because I don't think people would buy it.
Well, they've done it so that people will have this whole conversation on podcasts like this and thus create brand awareness for M&S. That's what they want, and that's what's happened. So there you go.
But they've also created awareness for the AKT, and that's a really good thing too. And is at the forefront of like LGBT issues. And some of the people that shop on M&S may just happen to be homophobic and may just have happened to kick their kids out because they were gay. They're being reminded that that's wrong by a very institutional British supermarket standing up for LGBT rights and saying, hey, we're celebrating Pride and giving money to a homeless charity for LGBT people.
A gay and a non-gay.
On the topic of gay food, our friend Aleem wrote an article that was quite interesting on the topic of whether iced coffee is gay or not. James, by the way, is currently enjoying said beverage.
I am. I do love an iced coffee.
Is that because you're gay?
Well, actually, since reading the article, I've now decided to only drink iced coffee. And I think that is because I'm gay.
Right.
And because I've read the article and I'm like, yeah, you know what? I do want to tell other people I'm gay.
So one of the key parts of the article, as James alluded to there, is that gay men drinking iced coffee is like a continuation of a historical coding where you're signifying to other potential partners that you're gay.
Right. What did they do back in
the day? Like, back in the day, I believe you would wear like a red handkerchief, or there's various historical things, I
believe.
And
there's also like Polari, people would speak a different language.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
In Brighton and London and other places in the UK.
So supposedly the latest version of that is
drinking iced coffee.
Yeah.
There's also like arguments in this article about how, I mean, it's a deep dive. And to be honest, I think Alim would probably agree that it's a little bit ridiculous. it's also suggesting that, you know, we like it because it's sweet and because it's diluted with water. So it's not as strong and it's more feminine. I don't know if that's what's going on. I like drinking iced coffee on the tube because it's so hot down there. It's colder. It leaks onto your hands and it drips and it cools you down.
Have you ever seen a guy drinking an iced coffee and you've thought, oh, great.
I don't know. Is it like a tote bag? Would you drink an iced coffee?
Would I?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I don't tend to get it because I don't tend to...
Why?
I don't really care for it unless it's really, really hot. What you're drinking is just like a straight up black Americano. Like,
yeah, it's an iced ammo.
But I don't like all this stuff where it's like a frappy this or whatever, which is just like loaded with crap. I may as well, you know, have a cheesecake or something.
It's not that it's a gay thing. You don't think it's feminine. You would never have known that drinking an iced coffee was gay.
Until I read this article, I've never seen someone drinking one and thought, oh, they're gay.
Right. To be honest, I just think it started as an Instagram trend. There were just a lot of pics of hot guys holding iced coffees.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it's come from. I don't think it's a specific movement, but it is interesting, like, reading into the sort of technicalities of it.
Yeah.
Why it could be that we're now all drinking iced coffee.
I guess it is a bit feminine, and thus I don't, but certain people do equate homosexuality with femininity, don't they?
Yeah. Well, that's why we all call ourselves she.
So I guess it's more quote-unquote gay than, I don't know, what a normal coffee. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous, but actually the article is really interesting.
I've really decided actually that because I'm trying not to drink milk, it makes more sense to have an iced coffee because it dilutes it slightly and then it doesn't spill all over you.
Right.
And hot coffee is so frustrating when it spills out of the lid. Also, I hate not being able to drink it because it's too hot. I just want to drink it now.
What do you think about the argument in this article that says that gay people are drinking iced coffee because it's like a countercultural thing to do that's like outside of the norm? The norm being drinking like normal coffee.
Well, we do like to feel special, don't we? I do think we like to buy expensive things and have to have nicer clothes, and we do like to feel more bougie. And yeah, I guess an iced coffee is quite bougie.
Like, Starbucks is big with the gays, isn't it?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Britney Spears, 2007.
Was she drinking a lot of Starbucks in 2007?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And still to this day, in fact.
What if if Britney Spears smashed up a car with an umbrella, would you do the same?
Anyway, what I think is more important is the fact that despite everything you've just been saying, you are sat here with an iced coffee. Like, you're appropriating my culture. That's not okay, Dan.
Well, no, as I said, I only drink them when it's really hot, and it is currently really hot.
Okay.
Hence me drinking it.
I don't think you're allowed to drink iced coffee as a non-gay.
To be honest, it's from you going on about it, it's put the idea in my head that it's quite a nice beverage. That's why.
Okay, so just because I say iced coffee is quite nice, you're going to get an iced coffee. So what if I tell you that, you know, anal sex is quite nice? Are you going to do that?
Find us on your socials at Gay Non Gay. Listen at gaynongay.com or just search non-gay at your fave.